Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
If you've noticed it, maybe you have, there's a shaking that's going on in the world, in America, in government, in education, in business, in law. What's taking place? What is happening with this shaking? I like what Lance Wall knew when he was being interviewed on the Jim Baker Show, what he had to say about it, because understand this, that it's a promise to the church, God's people, that God's going to shake things, but it has nothing to do with disciplining the church. As a matter of fact, God is shaking things into its place so he can do exactly what he said he's going to do. Let's go there now. Take a look. Lance Wall knew.
And I believe that when the shaking happens, what happens is, and here's the important thing, everything that can be shaken will be shaken.
Mm-hmm.
However, in Hebrews, it's called, yet once more has God promised. What we have to do is reframe how we see this so that we see that the shaking is a promise. And that means that it's a threat only to God's enemies. It's a promise to God's people. So if we position ourselves for the shaking before the shaking happens, then everything that shakes out is that which is militating against the kingdom of God so that the unshakable people of God can advance in the midst of shaking.
Mm.
We should be looking at the shaking differently. And, you know, 9/11, I did a study on emotional intelligence when I was doing training for businesses. And there was in one of the towers in the 22nd floor that the elevator got locked as the plane hit the building. And everybody was on their cell phones, all the business guys with their Gucci bags, calling their assistants, get the elevator working. They didn't know a plane had hit the building. But there was a window washer who was there. And the window washer didn't have anything in common with the economic status of all these big shot bankers. But he took his mop and he jammed it into the elevator door and pried it open, and it was locked up against drywall, right between two floors. And now they're getting feedback. It seems like a plane might have hit the building, like the electric system is out. The window washer breaks the mop, and takes the handle, pounds on the drywall till he hears a hollow spot, carves a hole in the hollow spot, kicks it in and says, if I'm not mistaken, this is a men's room being constructed on the 21st floor. I think we're right there. He kicks a hole through and pushes every one of those bankers through that.
Wow.
Then they're out in the hallway with the lights going on and the dust everywhere. He says, follow me, hand on shoulder. He takes them out and they work their way out through the staircase just in time as the building collapses. They're all driven onto the ground, but they all lived.
Wow.
And I asked somebody, wow. I said, what does that tell you? It tells you that in the midst of a crisis, the person who knows what to do automatically is the leader.
Mm.
Whoa.
So what we are doing with your show and the direction you're intuitively going in right now is you're like the window washer in the elevator. And you're the one that God has anointed to say, let's do this, and let's do this, let's do that. And all that the window washer did, and that's what emotional intelligence is, used the tool that was at hand to go to the next logical step.
Yes.
And so shaking is coming to America. But if the people of God will organize themselves and prepare themselves, this would be what Churchill, I have Churchill's original books in my library, and his original books of the Second World War are prophetic because he was a Cyrus. And where we are right now is the gathering storm. It's the book he wrote about what he saw coming. Then he had the book which was called the Grand Alliance, which is when believers came together. And then it was their finest hour. Mm. Which was when a remnant was able to turn back the Luftwaffe over Germany. I think where we are right now is in a place where we know there's a gathering storm. The question is, will we have leadership in the White House that is going to know intuitively how to respond and navigate through the shaking? Or will we end up with somebody who hasn't got a clue, driven by a system that is only going to take over more power and control and diminish the freedom of the church in that crisis?
So important.
Very sober. It's a very sober. So this is the moment to make that decision.
Mm-hmm.
But regardless, shaking is for the purpose of removing things that are militating against the kingdom of God. And if we respond right, We will take territory during shaking that we never took before. That's why it's important to be listening right now to people like Jim Baker. And I, as I said before the broadcast, Psalm 105, I was praying about this ministry last night. The Lord said that God said he sent Joseph down into Egypt to position him to come up into a position of influence before Israel went into its crisis. So God takes some prophetic leaders down into a situation where they come up ruling on the other side, so they've got a pathway to show other people how to get out of the elevator and make it safe.
Wow.
That's exactly what Scripture says in Hebrews chapter 12, where he says it's a promise to us, to God's folks. As a matter of fact, let's take a look at that and read it now.
At that time, his voice shook the earth, but now he has promised, once more I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. The words once more indicate the removing of what can be shaken, that is, created things, so that what cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful. And so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. For our God is a consuming fire.
You think about it, it's a promise. It's a promise to us from God that he's shaken the earth into conformity to what he wants to come to pass. We're watching people blown around like the wind, like paper in the wind. But I want to tell you, you know, just like Lance Waldo was talking about, you know, we think about VFN, you're seeing right here, VFN Kingdom Business, VFN Dream Center. We've been positioning ourselves for quite some time because God has let us know in advance prophetically what's about to happen. And you can position yourself to be a part of what God's going to do. I want to encourage you, if you're not yet positioned and you haven't positioned yourself, or if you want to be a part, go to vfnkb.org or the VFN Dream Center and find out. We will help you find your place in the season to come, because great things are about to happen. This shaking that's going on, look at people. This is not what they actually would want to be happening in their life. But you know what? God's way is going to happen no matter what. So this shaking, we can be that window washer if we know what to do with emotional intelligence, which means how to be able to use what God gave us to be able to get to the next level. It's very exciting.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.